away. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
Suicide is something that affects all of us, and we can all play a part in saving lives. Make a difference in your community by walking out of the darkness with us on Saturday, September 10th at Pier 27. Help spread awareness and understanding. Send the message that help is available and raise funds for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Find a walk near you at afsp.org/walksfbayarea.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
I'm Brian Porth in for Matt Spiegel on today's episode. Welcome to August. We have made it two-thirds of the way through this baseball season. We start another week with a player that continues to see dollar signs for the looming offseason.
High drive. Right field. Going back. Dozier. Track. Wall. See ya. A grand slam! A grand season continues, and the Yankees have blown it open.
Aaron Judge with the grand slam Friday night. Judge has been an absolute machine since the All-Star break. He's hitting .436 with 9 home runs and an OPS over 1,600 in that span. We don't talk about sports betting much on this podcast, but going into the 4-game series against KC, Judge was a slight favorite over Otani. He had a walk-off home run Thursday, a grand slam, and 2 additional home runs in that series, and now Judge is minus 400 on BetMGM to win AL MVP. Crazy movement in the last few days in that market. Aaron Judge is going to make a lot of money this offseason, and we try to help you make a lot of money here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Download the MLB Play app, play Beat the Streak, and compile a virtual hitting streak of 57 to win the $5.6 million. It sounds simple, but it's really not, as it has never happened in the 20-year history of Beat the Streak. And this weekend saw another streak north of 40 come to an end. It's time to look at the state of the streak. Colin B. Johnson got to 43 on Saturday night thanks to a double down of Tim Anderson and Austin Riley. But yesterday he attempted another double down to try to tie Kiyoshi Lotus at 45 for the season lead. Mookie Betts was one half of Colin B. Johnson's double down. Mookie got a hit. However, Manny Machado was the other half of the double down, and he did not come through.
Second and third. And Machado chops one up the middle, ranging his Polanco. And he throws out Machado at first base to end the inning.
A good run by Colin B. Johnson getting to 43, but not good enough for the 10 grand, which is awarded to the top streak of the season. The newest leader is Chappie at 36, who had a single pick of Trey Turner on Sunday. Many streakers benefited from Trey Turner this weekend, let me tell you. He had a hit in all 4 games of that Dodgers-Rocky series at Coors Field, including this dinger on Saturday night.
Trey Turner ties the game, extends his hitting streak to 17 games with his 16th home run, and it's 2-2.
Ball was smoked.
Trey Turner was the number one pick on BTS each of the last 3 days. Friday, over 29% of streakers had Turner. Saturday, over 29%. And yesterday, Sunday, over 31% of streakers had Trey Turner, who is now on an 18-game hitting streak. It's his third hitting streak this season of at least 18. He did 18 in June and 26 between May and June. Turner has been red hot all season long. Sitting in second on the Beat the Streak leaderboard going into Monday is 03-2004 Amanda, who got to 35 thanks to Tim Anderson yesterday. We also have 2 at 34, 2 at 33, and 4 streakers at 30. What did we learn yesterday? Well, we returned to the Bronx for some late-game heroics. It's going to take a lot for Aaron Judge to not finish this season with the most home runs, but last year's home run king made a statement with one out in the ninth on Sunday.
Salvi, fly ball center field, deep and gone! for his second three-run home run of the series. Salvador Perez has been back with the Royals for three games, and he has driven in seven runs.
That was timely, and one of his biggest home runs he's hit all year for sure.
The Yankees were two outs away from a four-game sweep of the Royals. Instead, a three-run homer from Salvador Perez off Clay Holmes gave the Royals the win. Perez with a big weekend coming off the IL, perhaps a late-season turnaround is in store for the seven-time All-Star. One hitter we profiled a lot in this space last week was Alec Bohm, who right now I would contend is hotter than wearing corduroys in the desert in August.
Alec Bohm smokes one out to deep left center field. Gamble's going back to the wall. He jumps, and it is gone! A solo home run for Alec Bohm. He's 4-for-4. His batting average has hit 300. And the Phillies now lead it 8-1.
Fastball, and he gets one here, and it's actually out over the plate a little bit. He gets great extension and hits it to the very deepest part of the ballpark.
That home run was Alec Bohm's seventh of the season, the highlight of a 4-for-5 afternoon in Pittsburgh. Bohm didn't get a hit Saturday, but even then, Bohm is hitting .420 in his last 26 games, and hopefully Matt Spiegel picked him. The only other hitter, though, hotter than Alec Bohm, it could be this guy.
Line drive right center field.
Man, I still contend one of the most exciting plays in baseball is a walk-off double with the runner scoring from first. That's what the Braves did yesterday with Austin Riley's double. He had a home run Friday, a single Saturday, and then that walk-off double yesterday. He's gone hitless only twice in 27 games since June 30th. He's hitting a whopping .435 during that span. Is Austin Riley entering the NL MVP conversation? I mean, he should be, at least in my opinion. And he should absolutely be on your radar every single day on Beat the Streak. Finally, our weekend stay away from Friday was the entire Cleveland Guardians team on Sunday because they were facing Shane McClanahan in Tampa Bay. Well, we aren't perfect, and neither was McClanahan against the Guardians.
31 hits with runners in scoring position. And make it 32, and the adds to the Cleveland lead. It's 3-0 as Austin Hedges touches home plate. RBI number 84 on the year for Ramirez. And runners at first and second with two down.
Boy, a nice job getting a two-out hit here. It was a fastball away. He ends up pulling it in the hole. And McClanahan probably thinking, what is going on here?
That Jose Ramirez single there was one of seven hits that McClanahan gave up in 4 1/3 innings against Cleveland, in what amounts to the worst start of the first 4 months of the season for the AL Cy Young candidate. Prior to Sunday, McClanahan had a .128 batting average against for the month of July. Coming up next, we have picks for Monday and the daily stay away. Stay tuned.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. You know, you take care of your stuff because your stuff needs some maintenance. Well, sometimes your mind does as well. That's how our brains work. We got to take care of it and stay checked in. BetterHelp Online Therapy is a wonderful way for you to take care of your mind. I absolutely love therapy. It's been really helpful for me at numerous different times in my life, not just when I'm in trouble or feel like I need it, but also just to kind of stay on point and to stay locked in to the way I need to live my life. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, or even live chat-only therapy sessions. You don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to, and it is so much more affordable than in-person therapy. Check out BetterHelp.com/BTSDaily, because just like baseball is an everyday thing, so is your mental health. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/BTSDaily. That's BetterHelp.com/BTSDaily. BetterHelp Online Therapy. Work on yourself. You deserve it.
We've got 10 games today across Major League Baseball. I really hate that Matt Spiegel had to miss today's episode. You know why? It is Senza Corbin Day! Patrick Corbin and the Nationals hosting the New York Mets in D.C. Antonio Senzatella and the Rockies visit the San Diego Padres. Mariners, Yankees, and Dodgers, Astros should also be interesting series this week, both of them starting tonight. Before I get to some picks for today, we start with the daily stay away. Lefty Marco Gonzalez on the mound tonight for the Mariners as they start the series against the Yankees. I'm not telling you to stay away from the Yankees. What I am telling you is to stay away from picking Andrew Benintendi tonight. Since he joined the Yankees, he is just 1-for-10, and he is 0-for-10 in his career against Marco Gonzalez. Plus, Benintendi, he is a much better hitter against right-handed pitching than he is against left-handed pitching this season. Benintendi could get a hit tonight, but I would not be trusting him with any sort of streak on the line. Time for the fourth pick. Look, we all know Patrick Corbin sucks. He's the worst pitcher in baseball this season. He's coming off an ugly outing in Los Angeles. So out of principle, I have to go with a Mets hitter. You could go with Starling Marte, who hits 340 off of lefties and hit a home run off of Corbin back on May 31st. I mean, the hit probability chart gives Marte a 77% chance of getting a hit tonight. Mark Cagna went 3-for-3 against Corbin in that same game back on May 31st. But I cannot go against Pete Alonso tonight. He is 12-for-33 in his career against Corbin. Four of those 12 hits have been home runs. Corbin is in the third percentile for expected slugging, according to Baseball Savant, while Alonso is in the 94th percentile in that same category for hitters. Alonso is going to hit one hard and far tonight in D.C. I'm going to give you two other fourth picks since Spiegs is out today. He is on the IL, hopefully back tomorrow. I'll probably double down with Alonso and Starling Marte because that just feels like the safest option for today. But if you're wanting to be different from the rest of the streakers, take a look at Yordan Alvarez of the Astros. He is 7-for-8 lifetime against Nathan Eovaldi, who gets the ball tonight for Boston. Alvarez has a hit in 5 of his last 6 games. Eovaldi gave up 23 hits in 13 innings in the month of July. And if you're looking to go against Senzatella, Manny Machado is a career 400 hitter against him, while Jake Cronenworth, the landscaper, is a career 500 hitter against the Rocky. Finally, a look at the hit probability algorithm in Beat the Streak on the MLB Play app. 5 of the top 10 on that hit probability chart are New York Mets facing Patrick Corbin tonight, including, as I mentioned, Starling Marte sitting at 77%. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak daily inside the hits wherever you get the podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the Major League Baseball season, well before the first game of the day. BTS Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. I'm Ryan Porth, hoping all of your guys hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking!